Welcome. Today we're discussing some exciting developments in AI website generation using DeepSeek V3.1 with some clever prompting.
Website generation with AI? I'm intrigued. Is this something new, or have we seen this capability before?
We've seen attempts, especially with top-tier models like Gemini and GPT-4, but cost is always a factor. This experiment focuses on DeepSeek, a more budget-friendly option, to see if it can measure up with the right prompting techniques.
Ah, the eternal struggle of cost versus performance. So, what's the secret sauce here? How are they making DeepSeek perform better?
It's a combination of factors they're calling the holy quadrinity. It involves the model itself, DeepSeek, the development tool, and something called MCPs, Model Contextual Parameters, which focus on context and a new sequential thinking approach.
Sequential thinking? I'm guessing that's the key here, forcing the model to approach the task step by step rather than trying to do it all at once.
Exactly. Plus, the Context 7 MCP gives the model access to up-to-date documentation. They're also using a benchmarking system based on a previous website generated by Anthropic Claude, aiming for similar quality at a fraction of the cost.
Smart. So did DeepSeek deliver the goods? Could it actually build a functional website?
The results were surprisingly impressive. While it wasn't perfect, it produced a working website for a mere 10 cents. There were some initial hiccups, like an Italian language version that didn't quite work, and some 404 errors.
Uh-oh, 404 errors. That's never a good sign. Was it salvageable?
Absolutely. With a few additional prompts and some minor tweaking, they managed to get a pretty decent site up and running. It even included features like client testimonials and our fleet section and a contact page.
Wow, for 10 cents? That's practically free. Were there any major drawbacks to using DeepSeek compared to the more expensive models?
Well, because DeepSeek isn't as advanced, it needed constant reminders to use the sequential thinking MCP. It kept getting stuck in loops and generating errors, but those were relatively easy to fix. But overall, the cost savings were significant.
It sounds like a real game changer for smaller businesses or individuals who can't afford the premium AI models. What about the future of this technology? Where do you see this going?
The potential is huge. They're already talking about combining this approach with other tools, like using Claude for initial planning and DeepSeek for execution. Imagine building entire web applications for next to nothing. Plus, this opens doors for free web scraping using techniques like boomerang tasks.
That's amazing. It sounds like AI-powered website development is becoming increasingly accessible. Thanks for this fascinating insight.
You're welcome. This is a rapidly evolving space, and I'm excited to see what the future holds. Until next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.